Silver!
Fiery horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'm Silver. Hooray!
Darkness of a moonless night shrouded the town of Box Creek. The houses and stores were dark. The bank appeared to be as dark and deserted as the rest of the business places, but this was not the case. Four people, wide awake and alert, were inside the bank. Three of them were hard-faced men. The fourth was just a boy. They worked by the shaded light of a bull's-eye lantern on a big iron safe.
Who's got the can of blessing powder?
I have, Bart. It's right here.
You hold this funnel in place. I'll pour the powder. I want her to sift into the crack around the door.
I got the funnel.
Hold her steady now. Who's got that mud we softened up?
The kid. Hey, you. Mary.
Right here. I got the mud.
You never should have brought the kid on this job, Bart.
He's nervous.
No, I'm not, Windy. I'm all right.
Shut up and plaster that mud over the crack.
Right.
Just the way I showed you.
You got enough powder in there, Bart. You just want to blow the door off the hinges. You don't want to blow the safe through the wall.
Yeah, I guess that'll do. Now give me the fuse and throw everything else into the sack.
Give me the stuff. I'll store it away. Put the lid on that powder can.
Yeah. Here you are, Windy.
Don't forget the funnel.
I got it. Just enough mud?
Yeah, it'll do.
Give me what's left over, kid. We don't want to leave stuff laying around.
Here you are.
You stay here with me, Windy. As soon as the safe's open, we'll fill the sack with cash.
Yeah.
Steve, you and the kid go outside and stand watch.
Right.
Blaster may bring some people on the run. You two got to stop them.
I savvy. Come on, Larry. Don't mind if you're a little nervous. We was all that way in our first job.
As soon as I touch off the fuse, Windy, get over in that there corner and face the wall.
Yeah, I know.
There. Skedaddle, that fuse is plenty short.
Yeah, I hope there's cash enough to make this worthwhile.
Yeah, it'll be plenty.
That done it all right.
Never mind the talk. Now, come on.
Gosh, that smoke.
Shut up. Never mind the smoke. Get that sack open. I'll toss the cash to you. Here.
I got it.
Here's some more. Got to work fast. That explosion bring folks on the run.
Yeah. Got it all?
No, not yet.
Hey, they're coming.
I got ears.
Let's get clear.
Handle this box is clean. Here, take this.
Confounded this gunplay out there.
I hope to avoid that.
Wendy, get clear. Hurry up, all right?
I threw a few shots, but it didn't stop.
We got it all. Take the bag.
Yeah.
Now, come on, the back way. We left the door open. Anyone's hit, he's got to be left. Each man for himself.
I tell you, I heard the explosion. Hey, wait a minute. It went out the back. That door there. Come on.
There they are. They got horses over there.
They're looking fine. Let them have it.
Hold it.
They got away.
Anyone see who they were?
Not me. I didn't. I couldn't see what they looked like. It was too dark.
Well, no use trying to chase them on foot.
Well, we got
to
do something, Sheriff. Can't let them get away with all the money in town.
I'll swear in the posse. We'll do what we can.
Following day, the Lone Ranger and Tonto paused at a spring-fed creek at the bottom of a gully to water their horses, Silver and Scout. High banks rose on each side of the masked man and his Indian companion and hid them from the view of anyone riding along the trail.
Someone's coming this way, Tonto.
Coming this way plenty fast.
Stay here. Whoever it is, we'll ride right past.
Larry, please, wait.
Ho, there. Ho, boy.
Two people.
That right.
Wait. Another minute, Daddy. Oh, boy. Oh,
dear, all right, for the last time, Sue, have you seen and let me look?
Oh, Larry, don't go away. Let me tell you what I've heard about those men you call your friends.
You needn't tell me anything about them.
But, Larry, Bart Bolton's a crook. Everyone says so.
Well, everyone says so. Well, that doesn't make him a crook. He's headed for big money, and I'm traveling with him.
Oh, but you can't leave Dad.
Who can?
He needs you on the ranch.
I'm fed up with ranching. There's no money and no fun in it.
Please listen to me, Larry. You don't know what
I'm 18. I'm old enough to know my own mind.
Oh, but you don't understand. Bart Walton...
Stop talking, Bart Walton. And stop treating me like I was a kid. Now go on back home and let me go on my own way.
Oh, Larry, please.
And don't worry about me, sis. I'll be back someday and I'll be rich. Get up there.
Sorry, I couldn't help hearing. Your brother...
Man, another outlaw. Are you one of Bart Walton's gang, too?
No, I'm not an outlaw.
Well, you were.
I'd like to help you. Your brother seems to be headed for a lot more trouble than he realizes.
Then you know about Walt.
I've heard of him.
I don't know what to do. Larry's been getting more and more restless all the time. But it's none of your business. Come on.
Stop a minute.
Let go of my horse.
We haven't finished talking. Easy, fella. Easy.
You were eavesdropping in that gully. You know all there is to know.
How did your brother get acquainted with Walton?
I don't know.
Well, how long has he known him?
Mister, it's none of your business. I want to go home. Now let go of that bride. Let go.
Has Walton been to your ranch today,
no.
Fella? Easy. Then how did Larry meet him?
I told you I don't know. Larry went away from home a few days ago. He came back this morning and said he was going away for good.
He fell in with Walton while he was away?
He must have. What is there about men like you that makes nice kids like Larry want to start a life of crime?
Is that what your brother plans to do?
Of course he does. I'm no fool. I've heard Larry talk about creatures like Billy the Kid and Missouri Mike and Ace Comedy. I've seen the way he practiced with his pistol. I know what Larry's planning. Why can't you and the rest of your kind leave kids like Larry alone?
Sue, you're mistaken.
I'm
about
not
me.
Mistaken. You crooks have won, my brother. But it won't always be so easy. Someday there'll be law enough around here to grind all of you into the dirt you sprang from. Someday boys like my brother will see thieves and killers hang for what they do. Then crime won't be so attractive to them. Now, stand back from my horse or I'll cut you with this whip.
Very well.
Get up, boy.
Girl got plenty spunk.
I don't blame her for feeling bitter, Tonto.
Her think you crook like Walton.
Yes. Tonto, I wonder if it's too late to help her brother.
What you mean?
Come on.
Well, what we do?
Give me a hand, Tonto. I'm going to disguise myself as a half-breed and go to Bart Walton's camp.
Oh. You You know where camp is?
I'll find it by following Larry's trail.
What do you do there?
That girl said she was looking forward to the day when it'd be law enough to show fellows like Larry what was waiting on the criminal trail.
Oh.
Maybe we can show him.
Working rapidly with the aid of Tonto, the Lone Ranger removed his mask and darkened his face with stains made from roots and berries. And as he changed into the clothes of a nondescript half-breed, his manner of speech changed to match the disguise.
Now I must talk like the breed, eh, senor?
You do all right.
Amigo, you will wait here until I return. How about you, Stan?
But what you do?
Senor, I'm going to do as Larry does. I'm going to join the Walton gang.
Senor! Monsilver!
Larry had left the camp in Cottonwood Canyon and walked off by himself. He sat down on a trunk of a fallen tree and spent nearly a quarter of an hour writing a note. When he finished, he rose and moved a few yards to a giant fir tree that was a landmark in the community. He was about to put his carefully written note into a hollow section of the trunk when a sharp voice froze his action.
Hold it.
What? Oh, it's you, huh, Steve?
Yeah, kid. It's me, all right.
You needn't hold a gun on me. Put it down.
I don't know about that. The boss is always curious when one of the gang slips away by himself. Especially when he gets to writing notes.
Oh,
I'll take it, Larry.
Now, wait, Steve.
I said I'd take it. Likewise, your gun.
Oh, but
give me that. Now, the gun.
All right. You win.
Draw slow and let her drop to the ground. Now, back off a few steps. That's it. I'll have a look at what you've been writing.
Well, it's a good try.
So.
Now you know.
Yeah, now I know. Kid, Bart won't like this at all. We better go see him. Here's the note he was writing, Bart. Sort of open your eyes.
Read it to me.
Yeah, I'll read it. You better keep him covered while I'm doing this.
I'll keep him covered.
Where's Windy? Maybe he should be in on this.
He's out guarding the entrance to the canyon. Let us know if anyone comes this way.
Oh.
Go on, read the note.
It's addressed to Sheriff Parkinson.
Yeah?
Listen. Plans have worked out first rate. I've been accepted as a member of the gang. They've learned with the loot of the Wells Fargo robbery, the Sagebrush stage holdup, and the Parker City Bank robbery is hidden.
Why?
There's more.
Go ahead.
The gang has a guard on the South Pass. When you come to close in, you can reach the camp without being seen by coming down the Pine Tree Trail. Bring plenty of men. These men are tough.
So you've been working with the law, hmm?
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Why, you dirty, double-crossing little snake. I'll teach you. Make out like you want to join us, huh? Help us with one bank job to win our confidence.
And all the time he was working for the law.
Time in that tree over there. Time good and tight.
Why not drill him and be done with it?
Not just yet. Maybe I'll find a way to use him. Maybe we can get him to write a different kind of a note. I want to think it over. Tie him up. If I don't think we'll need him, we'll gun him.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
now to continue our story. The Lone Ranger, posing as a half-breed, met Windy on the trail to Cottonwood Canyon. Windy brought him to the camp where Larry was tightly bound to the base of a large tree.
What's this, Windy?
Come along the trail, bud. Looks like he's handy with guns. He wears them low.
Yeah? What's your name?
You call me Rico, eh, senor?
He's dodging the law, so he says.
That is right, senor. I'm always trouble with lawmen. You know what I mean, yes?
Maybe you're the same sort as that kid we got tied to the tree over yonder.
Why, it's Larry. What's he done, Bud?
Dirty little double-crosser. You tell him, Steve.
He was working for the sheriff when he joined up with us.
What?
Yeah. Here, see for yourself. I caught him planting this note for the sheriff to find.
Yeah. Well, of all the...
He helped us with that bank job last night just to win our confidence. And he succeeded. Told him where all the loot was hid.
Why, the ornery critter. Let me gun him. I'll fix him.
Senor, you mean that little hombre was working for the law?
You heard what we said.
Si, si, I hear.
Now, how about you? Maybe the sheriff sent you to try and join us, hmm? How about that?
No, no, senor. I swear I was not sent by the sheriff.
You swear. Give me them 6 guns.
Por supuesto. Yes, senor, take them. That should prove that I have faith in you, huh?
Take those guns, Steve. Stick them in your belt.
Right.
I'll blame soon find out if this breed's working for the sheriff.
How?
Just a second. Gotta unload my gun.
Yeah, what are you doing, boss?
I'll show you. Putting one cartridge back into the gun. Yeah. Now you, Rico.
Yeah?
Take this gun of mine with one cartridge in her.
I know. But what am I to do with it, huh?
See that kid over there tied to the tree?
Most certain. How could I help but see him?
Do you know him?
Well, I think I've seen him somewhere. The face is familiar.
Yeah?
Well, let me ask him. You, senor.
What do you want, Breed?
Was there not a time when you worked for the Western Union?
What if I did?
I remember. You were in the office of the telegraph, yes?
Yeah, I was there.
That is it. That is where I saw you.
Forget that. If you're on the level about wanting to join the gang, you take that gun I gave him. Put that one bullet right into that kid's heart.
Why, are you...
How do you like that, boys?
You think we have to kill him?
Yeah, we'll get rid of him. And clear out of here before the sheriff comes snooping around. Now go on, Breed. And see how you can handle that 6-gun of mine.
And I thought I was about to become a member of a gang that was without fear.
Who says we're afraid?
Ah, you must call upon a stranger to do your killing for you. What sort of timid rabbits are you? Well, one moment, senor. There's one thing I'm going to do first. I must take off this boot.
Hey, if you're up to some trick...
Amigo, have you never had a nail in the boot? One that has come through so it hurts the foot with every step?
Well, of all the dogs...
I'll fix the nail before I do anything else.
Can't that wait?
Oh, no, senor. I think this piece of wood will serve. I'll put it inside the boot resting on the nail and hammer it with the rock.
This should fix it so the nail no longer hurts my foot.
If I thought he was stolen for time...
Senor, why should I do that? It's only that I must fix my boot.
Windy, hold your gun on him.
Sure thing. Now what?
The first sign of anyone coming this way, drill that Breed right through the head.
That's savvy.
Now, Breed, you better get done fussing around with a nail in your boot and convince me that you meant it when you said you wanted to team up with us.
Only a moment, senor. Then I will be able to wear the boot without enduring the pain of a sharp nail. And then, senor, we shall see what can be done with a single bullet and a man who is tied to a tree.
In the meantime, Sue's eyes were filled with tears that came from utter futility as she told her father about Larry.
But it's not Larry's fault, Dad. I tell you, it's not his fault. Larry's not bad.
I know. He wasn't bad. He didn't have a single bad streak in him. It's just that he wanted more excitement than ranch life could give him.
It's more than that, Dad. I'll tell you what it is.
Huh?
It's the law.
The law?
Can't you see, Dad? There are too few lawmen in this country. Look at all the robberies and murders there have been, and nothing is done about them. Ace Comedy is wanted, but the law can't get him. The same is true of Missouri Mike. Yes, and of Bart Walton. Those creatures laugh at the law. They say they're bigger than the law, and dead they prove it. Oh, it's no wonder boys like Larry see them as heroic figures instead of the rotten beasts they really are.
Well, maybe that's the answer, honey.
Oh, of course it is. Take last night's bank robbery. Four men got away with over $20,000.
Well, the sheriff's posse is out looking for them.
Looking for them. The same as they're looking for the gang that robbed Wells Fargo and any number of other places. The point is, how long would it take to earn that much money as a rancher?
I know what you mean, Susie.
If Larry and a lot of others that want excitement could see a few crooks dangling from the end of a rope, do you think they'd want to join men like Bart Walton? No, you bet they wouldn't.
Well, I asked the sheriff to talk to Larry. I sort of hoped the boy would be a lawman.
Well, I'll see who it is.
Hi, Susie.
Oh, hello, Jim.
You mind if I step in? I want to see your pa.
Come in, deputy. You've been looking for the bank robbers?
Yep. The sheriff is still out looking with some special deputies. I thought I'd better speak to you.
About what?
Larry, your son. I hate to tell you this.
What is it?
The men that robbed the bank used soft mud to pack the blasting powder. I found where the mud was scooped up.
Well, what about it, Jim?
Here's something I found there. A cat's eye gem that fell out of a ring.
A cat's eye?
Didn't Larry have a ring like that?
Yes. Yes, he did.
You know where Larry was last night?
Well, he wasn't home. He'd been away for 2-3 days.
Uh-huh.
You think Larry was one of the bank robbers?
I'm downright sorry.
Oh, Dad.
My boy. A bank robber.
If you know where he might be, it'd be smart to tell us. No one was killed last night. Maybe we can get the kid while he can square things with the jail term. And his next job, he might invite a hanging.
That'll do, Breed. You put on that boot, whether it's fixed or not. I'm tired of waiting.
As you say, senor.
Why don't you shoot me and get it over with?
Muy bien.
So I pull on the boot.
I wish I could get on with the business, huh?
See that you put the bullet where it'll do a complete job. You savvy?
Si, senor, I savvy. You know what is coming, eh, amigo?
Save the talk. Go ahead and shoot. Get it over with.
I think I will put it right through the heart.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. I hanker to get away from here before someone comes this way.
Well, that is it, eh, senor?
It's about time.
I will cut the ropes that hold what is left the muchacho to the tree so we can pull him away. Shall agree, huh? There.
Sure went out quiet.
Senor, one who has a bullet in the heart does not have much to say.
Place him here on the ground.
It is all right, senor.
Yeah, I guess you proved yourself, Breed.
I began to think you wasn't going to do it.
Now, you let me have my guns, I will finish the work.
Finish it?
Yeah, Mexico, when one is executed, senor, it is the custom to put the bullet through the head. There's no doubt as to the death.
Here, take your guns.
Gracias, senor.
Gracias. I'll take yours, too.
Hey, what the...
Watch it. Want some more?
Hold it. Don't shoot again.
What's the matter with you? Call Loco? Not by a long shot.
Oh, my arm.
It won't hurt when there's a rope around your neck.
He's no Breed.
Who are you? Call me Rico. Stand up and keep your hands in sight.
Just what do you think you're going to do, mister?
You'll find out.
You won't go far. Don't forget the law can hang you for murder.
Not without a corpse.
There's a corpse.
Don't count Larry the dead man.
But he's getting up.
Pick up that rope, Larry. Better tie these three before we take them in.
Right. All right, give me those dirty paws, Bart.
You...
Now, look here.
Shut up.
There'll be some new kind of law around here, and some new ways to nail coyotes like you. You three have got the honor of being the first to find it out.
You were shot. I saw it. Bart, was there a blank cartridge in your gun?
No.
You saw me shoot, and you saw Larry slump to the ground. But I stood so you couldn't notice that no bullet hole appeared in that dark shirt.
You crooks weren't as smart as you thought. You should have worked on a telegraph like I did.
What's that got to do with it?
Plenty. Knowing a telegraph code, I knew that this man was saying when he tapped on his shoe.
I hoped you'd get that, Larry.
I'll give it back to you word for word. Don't worry. When I fire, act as if you're hit. I'll carry on from there. The tapping on the boot told you that?
You bet it did. Now give me your hand, Steve. I want to make a good job of tying up the present I aim to take to the shed.
Dad, you've got to forgive me.
For what, Sue?
For what I'm going to do. I know it's the right thing. Jim.
Yes, Miss Susie?
Did you mean what you said a few minutes ago?
What was that?
If Larry was involved in the bank robbery, he'll go to prison.
If we can find him.
But he won't hang.
Not for the job of last night.
Oh, Sue, what are you getting at?
I saw Larry start out this morning. I know where he was heading.
Yeah?
I'll show you his tracks. Then perhaps you can follow them.
Sue, you turning Larry over to the law?
Dad, believe me, it's the thing to do for Larry's sake.
Oh, just a minute. Seems like a lot of horses are being reined up.
Sue, look out here. It's Larry. The sheriff has got him and three others.
Oh. I'd better get out there. Yeah, Sheriff.
Yeah, hi, Jim. Look what we got. What was it, Sheriff?
Oh, Larry.
Oh, Sue, forgive the way I talked this morning. I couldn't do anything else because of a promise I made.
Larry, I'm glad you're caught. At least you'll be safe from the hangman.
Well, say, hold on. Look at us. I'm not wearing ropes.
What?
You and your pa better be done right proud of Larry. He's my new assistant.
What? A lawman?
You're darn right. I swore him to privacy. Then he joined up with the Warden gang. He's learned where the loot of all the crimes is hid.
Oh, Larry.
Son. Now, wait. Hold on. Don't give me the credit. I'd have been a dead pigeon if it hadn't been for the man that came and saved my neck.
Oh, Larry, was he tall? Did he wear a mask like an outlaw, but talk like a, well, nice?
He was dressed like a breed, but it's the same man.
Who was he?
Oh, here. Instead of putting one of Walton's bullets in my heart, he put this one in my hand. It's solid silver.
Silver?
Son, you say it's a silver bullet?
That's right, Dad. He was the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.